Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A Muslim preacher on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem says that this sacred piece of real estate belongs to the Muslims and it will belong to them forever. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Sheikh Yusuf Salami, a Muslim preacher at Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, said that this sacred spot is an Islamic holy site as determined by the Creator of the world and as indicated in the Quran, and shall belong to Muslims forever. The Sheikh's statement was in response to a ruling by Israel's Attorney General that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is part of Israeli territory and Israeli law applies to this holy site. The Temple Mount was left in the hands of an Islamic trust by the Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan at the time of the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War in 1967, and the Muslims have since then tried to remove every evidence of any Jewish presence at this Jewish holy site. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A statement by a Muslim preacher that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is an Islamic holy site and will belong to the Muslims forever is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Sheikh Yusuf Salami stated recently that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem belongs to the Muslims and will belong to them forever based on the Quran. The Sheikh said that the holy site was an Islamic site so determined by the Creator of the world. Since the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War in 1967, the Islamic Trust has had custodial control of the Temple Mount, but Israel still claims sovereignty over this holy site. The Jews say that the Temple Mount is the most sacred site in all of Judaism, which is backed up by God's Word, the Bible. God promised Jewish King David this holy site for a temple that one day will stand on the Temple Mount forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7. Jesus said that he would come back to Jerusalem and build that temple one day. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16. The Temple Mount is the holy mountain of God, according to Daniel chapter 9, verses 16 and 20, a place where the Lord said that he would dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. This pronouncement by a Muslim preacher that the Temple Mount will belong to the Muslims forever is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...